First, let's take a look at what's been making the science headlines this week. Chris, what have you got for us?
Well, Dave, a very interesting study which was published this week looks at the subject of multiple sclerosis. Multiple sclerosis is one of the most common degenerative diseases of the nervous system. It's where the immune system attacks something called the myelin sheath, which is almost like the electrical insulation you see around wires, which are around nerve cells in the brain. We don't know why this happens, but the immune system for some reason moves into certain parts of the nervous system, destroys the myelin in there, and as a result, nerve fibres short out. They also don't conduct information properly, and this can have deleterious effects on people's vision, on their sensation, and also on their motor function, their ability to move. Now, one way to treat this condition is to give people immunosuppression, which stops the immune system attacking the nervous system, but the problem is this has considerable side effects. Also, it doesn't undo the damage that has already been done. So a group of researchers over in the Scripps Institute, Luke Lairson and his colleagues, have got a paper in Nature this week where they've said, well, we know if you look at people who've had multiple sclerosis for some time, that there's evidence between bouts of the disease flaring up, the symptoms often improve a little bit. And if you look in the brain, you can see that there appear to be stem cells in there which can make new myelin to repair some of the damage. The problem is those cells don't seem to do enough to complete the repair. They do a bit, but not the whole job. Is there a way of making those cells be more active and completely repair the job? So they said, let's take some of these stem cells in a dish and we'll add 100,000 different drug chemicals one by one to these cells in the dish, and let's see if we can make any of them make more of this myelin, because that might be a drug which, if given to a patient, could trigger the same thing to happen in their brain and get repair happening.
Were they doing this by hand, or have they got some crazy automation system?
No, I mean, what you do is you have a dish with a very large number of little wells in it, and you have a small number of these cells that are capable of behaving as stem cells to make new myelin-producing cells, and you put small amounts of the drug into the well, and you look down a microscope to look if you're seeing more of this myelin chemical being made. They got a number of drug hits. The number one thing that worked the best, lo and behold, is a drug called benztropine, which we've been giving for donkey's years to people with Parkinson's disease because it helps them to control their tremors that they get. And they have tracked down that this drug switches on the stem cells, making them make more of the cells that make myelin. And they then go and do some experiments, initially in a dish, where they take these stem cells, add some of this drug, and give them some nerve cells to snuggle up to, and the cells make more of this myelin chemical. And then they go into mice, which have got the rodent equivalent of multiple sclerosis, and in these mice, given this drug, they get tremendously better compared with control animals, and it's at least as good as the best treatment we've got with immunosuppression at the moment. And they then say, right, okay, what about if we give a low dose of immune suppressing drugs and some of this agent, what's the outcome then? And they get at least as good a result as we can get with the best drugs we have at the moment, but without any of the side effects.
And I guess you have the advantage that you actually repair the damage rather than just stop it getting any worse.
They're saying that we've got to be cautious because although this drug is already used in humans and could therefore go into clinical trials, it does have side effects. We also don't know if what works in a mouse will definitely work in a human, so we need to check that, and that's the next step. But it's very encouraging news.
Brilliant.